Welcome to Census's 25th Anniversary Employee Panel. I'm Gabriella Hirano. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by our panelists, Jacob Long, Darlene Shelton, Seamus Johnson, Callum Johnson, Lee Fallon, and Melissa Higgins. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Howdy. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Very excited. So we have a lot of folks here today, so we're going to go ahead and go down the panel, just give a brief introduction to our audience, so just name, title, a little bit about what you do at Census, just to give our audience a brief bio. So let's go ahead and start.
I'm Seamus Johnson. I've been with Census for about 20 years now. Most of that time, I wrote code, so I built the application that everybody calls Census Track. Today, I need to lead our innovation team, which is really, really exciting.
Hi, Diane Shelton. I'm a senior project manager with Census. I've been here for 7.5 years. The project team has the opportunity to work with the customers on the front end. We work with them to set up the project all the way through implementation training.
My name is Melissa Higgins. I lead the customer advancement team and the clinical education team, and I've been with Census for 2 years.
Hey, my name is Lee Fallon. I'm a senior technical support specialist, and I've been with Census over 8 years. And I've kind of hopped around in different roles, starting out within implementation of our products, and now I'm helping with the customer support team.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Jacob, and I'm the Director of Sales Engineering. And in that role, I serve as a technical and functional expert for the sales team to help develop their skills and let them stay proficient in our solutions.
And I'm Callum Johnson. I'm the other Johnson. I'm Seamus's brother. And I've been with Census for 17 years, so not quite as long. And I'm mostly product development. Writing a lot of code, currently now on the engineering side of the house, so on the technical support.
Okay, so this next question is for the lot of you all, but I mean, how would you describe the overall kind of culture at Census? What makes it a unique place to work at Census when you're talking to your friends about how it is you love where you work? I mean, what are some of the big points of culture you point out?
I think it's easy. For me, it's the people. You know, when I think back about what has Census been for the last 20 years? I think about all the people that I've worked with. It's a small company, so we have a small company culture here. Today, I think we've got like 150 people, but for a lot of that time, we had less than 30. So you get to know everybody, you know, and you work that everywhere else. It's absolutely the people.
It's also like a unique crossroads because like our customer base is a very niche industry. Like most folks don't even know our customers, you know, really are entities and hospitals. And so we're unique in the sense that like we're a small software company that's for a very specific purpose and industry. So it makes just what we talk about and kind of how we interact very, very specific all the time. So if you listen to like just a group of Census people talk and you have no idea what we're doing, some of it probably sounds pretty foreign. Because you kind of have to, that's it. I just like that. It's a very niche crossroads of who we support and also what our products do.
And I mean, when I think about culture, I always remember the saying, culture is how you feel on Sunday night about going to work on Monday morning. So for me, it's all about the teamwork. It's all about the supportive leadership that we have. And it's how all of us connect and how we really, truly care about each other. We tell stories about, you know, what we've been doing, things that we've done, that type of thing. So to me, that's the most important piece of the call.
And, you know, I mean, I want to learn a little bit more about early days versus now. So this is the 25th anniversary. So Seamus and Callum specifically, I mean, you've been with Census for a while. So, I mean, what were some of maybe the challenges, but also the successes that you've seen from the early days versus now? I mean, like from when you first joined to where we are at now.
Yeah. So when I started here, we just landed our first paying customer. And one of the first things that my boss and I did when I got hired was to go around Nashville and find a server hosting facility. We were hosting the server at that time out of one of the developers' basements. We had only one server, whereas today we've got like 500 or 600 servers. I don't even know how many servers.
Thousands.
Okay, well, there you go. It's been quite a change. You know, we had two developers back then. And not only were we developers, we did help desk. We helped people with the email in the office. We set up the network. We helped to choose the domain name we were good. We didn't even have census.com at that time. And today we've got all kinds of people that do all kinds of wonderful, incredible things so that we don't have to try to do all that stuff anymore.
I think for me, the biggest thing has been to see what our customers do. So it's not just what we do and you know that kind of thing, but see all the wonderful customers that we work with, and seeing when you have a first person connection with a customer. So I had some family friends, and they had twins that were born premature, and this is in Florida, just to put where we are, and they ended up had issues, and they ended up being moved to a facility in Houston, which was a customer of ours. And it was really, really cool to see that, you know, part of what we do helps that hospital succeed.
Well, you bring up a good point. That's been a huge change in how our customers operate in 20 years. 20 years ago, they were all running on paper, you know, and we were trying to convince people to convert to an electronic system, right? Paper's free. And trying to show them how much better things were going to be if you could track things electronically. And that was kind of the uphill battle. Whereas today, not every department, but the vast majority of departments wouldn't even consider operating on paper anymore. It's been a really cool transition to see.
Well, let's talk some favorite memories, what were some of the major milestones a couple memories might have at Jacob and Melissa?
Yeah, so kind of like Lee, when I first joined Census, I was on the implementation team, and that gave us a really good opportunity to get really intimate with a lot of our customers. I didn't really know much about sterile processing, just like I admitted to earlier, like I didn't really know it existed until I worked at Census. And I immediately learned that I really loved the environment, I loved the people. And I think one of the things that I look back on those days, and I'm always pretty fond of, is in like perioperative environments, trainers aren't the most liked people. Like you usually show up on Monday and some folks aren't the happiest to see you because you're just another person there to teach them how to do just another step in their day. And so one of the things I learned pretty quickly, especially watching our solutions at work, was Monday, no one was really fond of me. But every hospital I implemented, by the Friday I left, we always had a really good relationship. And it was really the product, because they saw how much easier it made their lives. It was not difficult to convince people that this would help them. And I always really liked that feeling. I when I train people today, I tell them I never left a hospital like where I felt unsatisfied. I always felt like there was an impact made regardless. And then, like Seamus said earlier, the people that I've met, because we traveled all over the place when we would implement. I think I've probably been to like 20 or 30 states on Census's dime. But you find that, you know, everyone's kind of different everywhere, but they're all the same. And I recall just the different things that make them all special, like the different types of food or the things that would kind of vary from region to region. Those are always kind of my favorite memories.
One of the big things for me is I came to Census from the OR and from SPD. And when I joined Census fairly soon after that, we came out with AI Squared. If I would have had AI Squared when I was in SPD, it would have been a game changer for me as a director of a sterile processing department to try to decide how many people we needed and when we needed them, and to go to my leadership with actual data and numbers to show them what we actually needed. It would have been a game changer to have that. And I think that's what we provide to our customers now with AI Squared.
Fantastic. And Darlene, I mean, I want to ask you, what motivates you to come into work every day, since you're talking about company culture? I mean, why are you proud to work for Census Technologies?
I think it's knowing the impact that our products have on the customer and ultimately on the patient. That is just so critical. And that's a piece that I don't think we really ever emphasize enough, is that what that impact is on the patients. And it's also every interaction that my team or any of us get to have with the customer, it's an opportunity to build trust. It's just an opportunity to provide that value. So that's what motivates me every single day.
Yeah, and being able to make a difference. Well, I mean, Lee, how has Census Technologies had an impact on your professional growth personally, but also development? I mean, could you maybe share with our audience a story about a time when Census made like a significant impact on a customer in the industry?
Absolutely. So kind of to piggyback off of what Seamus said, I used to implement our software along with hospitals and outpatient surgery centers that were coming off of a paper system. And so for a lot of them, this was just night and day difference. It was just a huge difference. They were so happy because they would just have like a count sheet that was a paper written count sheet. And if they needed to make a change, they'd have to like mark it off and write over it or write next to it and then make more copies of it. So like some people, I don't know how they were making it, but that was their system. And sterility documents were not very reliable and consistent on paper as well. And so when we brought one of our softwares in there, Synthetrat, and trained them on it, they just were so happy that they could get rid of some of their paper documents and paper records, and it just made the biggest difference to them.
Well, I'd like to open this up to the panel as well, but just, I mean, talking about what the 25th anniversary of Census mean to you personally, I mean, as an individual.
Yeah, it means I'm old. Yeah, you know, I'm a software developer at heart. I always have been. And so the opportunity to come work at a startup. Now, this is the late 90s, early 2000s. I mean, that was what we all wanted to do back then, be a dot-com startup, right? And so to start there and see the company grow, I mean, in some respects, that's kind of a dream coming true for somebody who wants to write code, you know? The first time I walked into a customer site and saw our software up on screens, it was like an out-of-body experience for me. It was weird. It was like, oh, I did that, you know? It's way cool. What was the question?
What does the 25th anniversary signify to you?
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, 25 years, wow. Yeah.
Besides the fact that you got a light.
Yeah. Wiser and more gray hair and less hair.
I was going to say less hair. Yeah.
Thanks, Cal.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Gray hair.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's been awesome to see the company come from just the itty bitty beginnings and then the company just today. So when I started, like I said, we had one paying customer. We all gathered in a conference room and put together our plan for the year. We said, okay, we're going to go out and we're going to onboard 14 more customers by the end of the year. And by the end of the year, we had not onboarded any more customers. I thought, man, this is going to be a short game. So I just kind of kept my head down and kept working. And then people started buying SensaTrack. And, you know, 25 years later, we've got, I don't even know how many customers now. Over 1,000 anyway. Right? Yeah. So it's been fantastic. Yeah.
And anywhere else?
I mean, I've only been with the company 6 years, relatively, but it's been neat because I've learned a lot about the company from folks like Seamus and Callum, but also our customers that have been with us for a very long time. Like, I've had them tell me things that I've learned, that they've taught me things about my company because they've been our customer for so long. And those are some of the conversations that remind me just we are pretty impactful, and we have been for that long. And the more we continue to just release new stuff and get more customers and kind of evolve with the industry. We're malleable in that sense too. So I've really enjoyed that the last few years. Something's always changing for our customer, and we kind of have to be quick to react fast enough to make sure we help them out the way we can. And for me, that's what makes it a lot of fun here. And I think that's probably traditionally why it's been fun is software for a malleable, you know, environment is a lot of fun. When you have a lot of customers that care too, our customers have to be pretty passionate. So that makes it easy to enjoy working with such a tenured company. I feel like time wouldn't really reduce the relationship we have with some of our customers, because they are just responsible for so much, and they kind of lean on what we provide to do that easily.
You know, industry contributions too. I mean, what have been some of the major things that you've been a part of or seen happen that Census brought to any industry development? And what have been some of the major milestones there?
The expectation of electronic records. I mean, that's been, you know, I mean, now it's expected that you do this.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's been a shift, right? But like I said earlier, in the early days, everybody ran on paper. And so we were trying to convince them to sign up for a web app when web apps didn't even exist. Like, yeah. You need a website to track your instruments, right? And, you know, they're like, well, I've got paper. Why would I want a website to do that? You know, in 1999, nobody thought that was going to be a thing. And to today, you know, nobody says, I'm going to run sterile processing for a level one trauma center on paper. You'd be insane. And the reason that's changed is because of this company. We went out there and we showed people that, you know, life can be better if you automate and digitize everything.
You know, but the secret is it's not really about the software. Right. The software is an important bit, but what you're buying is the best practice.
Yeah.
It's the implementation of how to take your sterile processing and make it best practices across the board. And the software lets you do that.
About helping our customer, yes, take the best care of the patient, yes, that they can,
yeah,
take.
Yeah.
the safest and best care is what we're helping them provide.
And James, you know, since you lead the innovation team, I mean, how do you kind of see the company evolving in the upcoming years? And do you have any thoughts or hopes that you want to share?
Yeah. You know, everything that we've done at Census has been driven by the customer. All the changes we make to the software, all the new products we've come out with, all start with a customer telling us about how their world works, about us understanding how sterile processing works, about the challenges that they face, and finding solutions for those challenges. That's the way we came out with ScopeTrack, LonerLink, the equipment module, all of the features we just take for granted in container assembly. Everything we added to the program, we added because somebody had a problem or a challenge and we needed to find a solution for it. I don't know what hospitals of tomorrow are going to look like, but I know they're going to have challenges, and it'll be our mission to go and figure out how we solve those challenges.
Yeah, Census will be there.
Yeah.
Well, as we start wrapping up the conversation here, I'll open it up to the panel again. I mean, are there any last thoughts or final things you'd like to leave with our audience talking about your overall experience, the 25th anniversary of Census Technologies?
Ooh, maybe that'd be a cake.
Honestly, I often feel pretty lucky. I talk to other friends and family about what I do, there's always kind of consistent stresses, I feel like, amongst kind of my friends and peers that I don't even think about. Like, I don't really stress about some of the things that a lot of other friends and family of mine worry about. And I don't know if it's the culture or just what we provide. I think it's easy to stand behind what we do, so that's fun, right? I don't ever have to question, like, what our goals or purposes are. It's always pretty righteous, objectively. And so being able to support something like that, it makes it really easy to do what I do. So I enjoy working with Census. It always, one thing that kind of, I always go back to just how specific it is. It's just a really purposeful industry, and it's easy to work at Census.
Yeah. I just feel really fortunate to be part of Census. Past 25 years, great, but I am even more excited to see what happens in the next 25.
That's very optimistic. Yeah, that's
true. So you're going to be here for 25?
I am.
Well, I remember our panel today, so thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Jacob, Darlene, Seamus, Callum, Lee, and Melissa, it is a pleasure to have you all.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thanks.
And as always, please visit census.com to learn more. And look for this podcast wherever it is you get your podcasts at. I've been your host, Gabrielle. Thanks for tuning in.